I think well. I got a lot of belief in this locker room. Obviously, tomorrow we'll chop it up a little bit more on their side, but feel confident in us.
Jason, what kind of plays are you looking for down there when they get it inside the 20 at the end of the game? Because it looked like they were trying to pump feed McCorn in the second half as much as they could.
Yeah, no, that was their guy, and you got to give your guy some ops. We knew that coming out. Got to be a little bit better on him, but again, this is the league. Guys get paid a lot of money. Guys are great athletes, and you know he got a couple of his, but we were able to come out on top.
As a guy in the secondary, you got to love it when the front gets that much pressure. Yeah. Six sacks. That was pretty cool.
For sure, for sure. And I'm happy I can get in on it.
Yeah, I saw that coming off the edge.
For sure.
Well, where'd that one come out of the bag of tricks?
That's been there.
What do you think the difference was in terms of this defense playing like it was capable of all along?
I think we've showed that and continue to show that, and now just the turnovers are coming, the confidence is coming. Like I just spoke about earlier, our young guys finally getting their hands on the ball and being able to make their plays. Game slowing down for them.
And yet you were missing Adoree Jackson, one of the leaders in your secondary, and the young guys really seem to step up.
And we pride ourselves on that, even throughout our camp. You know, cornerback room, you want to be three deep for sure. So young guy came in, did what he needed to do.
Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir.
Was that before the last defensive play?
Yeah, that was the fourth down. Yep. I'm like, somebody got to be that guy. So, hey, let's do it.
What was the response in the huddle on that one?
Oh, everybody was like, shit, I'm going to make the play. So I had to get them wrapped up a little bit.
Yeah, but perfect.